Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for the Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Alan Corns. And this is the Feeling of Jazz. We're here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. We hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. I'm going to continue with the third installment of a salute to a great tenor sax man, Zoot Sims. And we're going to start out with something that he cut with valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. They were real soulmates, and they made several albums together, and they were a great swinging pair. The item I'm going to play is from an album called Hui, and the composition is The King, written by Count Basie, and was part of the Count Basie big band book for many, many years. Let's listen to Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, some fine piano work by Hank Jones, The King. It was a bored fade. It didn't happen in our studio. That was done in a recording studio. That was The King, written by Count Basie. It was a staple in the Count Basie band for many years. Our highlight artist of the week, Zoot Simms on tenor sax, some fine vowel trombone by Buckmeyer. The piano was by Hank Jones doing his Count Basie best imitation at the end of that track. And some great drum work there by a former Basieite drummer, Joe Jones. What's up next, Al?
I'm going to start off with a group headed up by Gene Ammons and Dodo Marmoroso. It's on an album called Jug and Dodo on Prestige. And it features Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Dodo Marmoroso on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Marshall Thompson on drums. It's a Rodgers and Hart tune, Falling in Love with Love. We'll be right back. Was Falling in Love with Love with Gene Ammons and Dodo Marmarosa. Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Marshall Thompson on drums. Dodo had kind of a troubled career. His contemporaries at an early age gave him his nickname. His given name was Michael, but he got the name of Dodo because he had skinny legs and a big nose. In his teenage years, he was touring with the likes of Tommy Dorsey and Gene Krupa and Artie Shaw. And then in the 40s, he decided to pursue the bebop movement, went to the West Coast, and did quite a few small group sessions, but was shortly back in Pittsburgh with health problems and pretty much remained there until the 60s when he made somewhat of a comeback, which was when this was recorded.
Yeah, I think Dodo came back to Chicagoland and cut that album with the Jug, Gene Ammons. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to continue to spotlight our artist of the week, Zoot Sims, great tenor sax man. And this little album has always been one of favorite of mine, cut on the Bethlehem label, because he has a great rhythm section backing him up. Besides Zoot on tenor sax, we've got Dave McKenna on piano, George Tucker on bass, Danny Richmond on drums. If you listen closely, you'll find that the drummer really pushing him along nicely on this one. And this is a revisiting of an old standard going way back, getting a modern touch. There'll be some changes made, as some of the musicians used to say, there'll be some chord changes played. Thank you. yes, they all landed in the net. That was my man, Zoot Sims, on tenor sax, our Spotlight Artist of the Week from an old Bethlehem album that he put together, with backed up by Dave McKenna there on piano. Some fine drum work there by Danny Richmond. And that was resurrected from the a tune from the 30s, an updated version of it. There'll Be Some Changes Made.
Next, we have a group labeled the Newport All-Stars on a Black Lion label out of Germany. It's Ruby Graff on trumpet, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, with George Wien on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, Don Lamont on drums, an Earl Hines tune called My Monday Date. Thank you. was my Monday date with a group headed up by Ruby Braff. Some nice tenor work there by Buddy Tate, a former member of the Basie Band. George Wayne on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Don Lamond on drums.
Okay, we're going to return to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Zoot Sims. This is a fine album on the Pablo label. Norman Grant's had who was the owner of Pablo and did a lot of the production, had a great affinity putting real jazz giants together that would not otherwise be recorded together. And this is Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers, and they do tunes all by George and Ira Gershwin. I'm going to play It's a Wonderful, and listen to this august ensemble. Besides Zoot, we've got Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, George Mraz on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. So that's pretty tough to beat. Let's listen to Zoot do It's Wonderful. Thank you. wonderful. Zoot Sims on tenor sax from his album Saluting the compositions of George and Ira Gershwin. Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers had some nice solo work there by Joe Pass on guitar, Oscar Peterson on piano.
Well, we're going to hear a little more of Oscar Peterson, as it turns out, on this next tune. It's from an album called Saturday Night at the Blue Note on the Telarc label, recorded at the Blue Note in New York City, not to be confused with the former Blue Note Club in Chicago. It features the Oscar Peterson trio with the addition of Bobby Durham on drums, and the trio hadn't played together for about 15 years when this was recorded. So we got Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. The tune is written by Milt Jackson, who actually wrote the tune for a session with Oscar about 15 years earlier. So here we are with Reunion Blues.
Thank you.
If your feet weren't tapping on that one, you must be in a coma. That was Reunion Blues, written by Milt Jackson, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums.
I tell you, what a monster organization. And they played so well together for not having worked together for a long period of time. That was the amazing part of it. Well, I'm going to go back to our spotlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Zoot Sims, and this is a title track from his Pablo album, Suddenly It's Spring. And this is a beautiful thing that was written by Van Heusen and Burke. We played a lot of Van Heusen and Burke compositions down through the years with great combination on, as composers. And Zoot is here with his soulmate at the time, the guy who put him onto a lot of these songs, who became Zoot's favorite accompanist, the very droll and tasteful Jimmy Rolls on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Akira Tana on drums. This is a thing called Suddenly It's Spring. Thank you. beautiful ballad written by Burke and Van Heusen, Suddenly It's Spring, and that's the title tune from Zoot's album, Suddenly It's Spring, with the great George Mraz backing Zoot up on piano.
Next we have a group headed up by Tab Smith, a former member of the Basie Band. It's called Ace High, and it features Tab on alto saxophone, Sammy Cohen on trumpet, Leon Washington on tenor, Teddy Brannon on piano, Wilford Middlebrooks on bass, and Walter Johnson on drums. It's a tune written by Tab called A Bit of Blues. Tab Smith with A Bit of Blues, with Tab Smith on alto saxophone, Sammy Coleman on trumpet, Leon Washington on tenor saxophone, Teddy Brannon on piano, Wilford Middlebrooks on bass, and Walter Johnson on drums. Tab was a former member of the Basie Band, but he resisted the move to bebop and decided instead to focus on the rhythm and blues market. And he did have a couple of hits. One was number one on the R&B charts and made number 12 on the pop charts. And one of those tunes was Because of You, which at the same time Tony Bennett was using to make his mark on the industry.
Ah, yes. I remember that tune well. Tab was a great alto sax man. Well, this is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for the Feeling of Jazz with Dr. Alan Korns. And you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We got another hour of mainstream modern jazz coming up after the news at the top of the hour, which is only about 5 or 6 minutes. And so please stick around. We're going to close out the show with an album called by our highlight artist, Zoot Sims. The album is appropriately called Zoot. And here's a little romp through Rodgers and Hart composition, Blue Room.